Hi there, and welcome to Open Mic here on Morehead State Public Radio. I'm your host, Leanne Akers, and today we're visiting with Carrie Sambaugh, Betty Cutts, and Mai Chi Chin with the Morehead Rotary Club. Thank you all for joining us.
Glad to be here.
Thanks for having us.
Today we're talking about how Rotary is fostering public art within Rowan County through grants and collaboration with Rowan County Public Schools and St. Clair Healthcare. So just to get started, there is an event, a contest, if you will, that's coming up shortly. Let's talk a little bit about that.
Well, we have applied for a Rotary District grant to fund our upcoming school art project. The Morehead Club of Rotary, we're a member of a large international organization, a network of 1.2 million members all across the world and 35,000 clubs. So we're part of a district here in Kentucky, and they have been gracious enough to fund our public art project for students. What we've done is we're going to create a student art mural in Morehead in conjunction with the Rowan County Public Schools and St. Clair Health. St. Clair has graciously offered to put the murals on their home health building at the corner of Hargis and 2nd Street. And what we're asking is for every school in Rowan County, including public, private schools, as well as some homeschooled kids, in the 1st through 12th grade to submit original artwork that will be juried for selection. And we will choose 12 pieces, one from each grade. And those artworks will be erected on that building. They'll be made into large 5x5 murals. And then the 12 of them together will go onto the side of the building. So we're really excited to make that call for public art to every student in Rowan County.
Now, Mai Chi, you're a student with the Craft Academy here in Morehead at Morehead State University, but also originally from Rowan County. So what is your role with this project?
Hi, thank you for having me here. So my role is actually, I'm the president of the Interact Club at Craft Academy, which is a service club that is sponsored by the Morehead Rotary Club. And so each club is self-governing and self-supporting, and we do a variety of community service projects each month. And so this public art service project is a big one coming up, and our students are very excited to be able to participate. And along, as Carrie mentioned, this will be offered to every student in Rowan County. So it'd be awesome for the Rowan County students to also be involved in this project. And Interact is very excited to partner with Rotary and also with the Art Drive, bringing in color pencils and markers and other art supplies for the kids. So we are very happy to work together with Rotary Club.
Now, your organization is working with local art teachers to make this happen. Tell me a little bit about how they've become involved, Betty.
Well, they're just wonderful. You know, they're under a great deal of pressure because of the COVID-19, and it's kind of hard to teach art online. So they're needing to send supplies home with kids and let them work on a project at home. They will be participating with us to come up with a theme and to come up with the ideas about what we are, you know, what we're permitting and what we're not. We'll have some rules about what kind of content can be in it. Of course, you can't do copyright content and things like that. And so the teachers, especially at the private schools, are excited because they can get their students involved and have a purpose for them to work from home. And some of them are actually in school, like Lakeside is in school. But they're excited to be a part of this. We are trying to raise money to purchase art supplies for children who don't have them. And then when it's all over with, those supplies can go to the schools.
That was actually going to be my next question. I know that so far, most of the students in Rowan County have been learning virtually. In fact, my own son is doing virtual learning in the next room right now. So I definitely understand how difficult it is for an art teacher or music teacher, those specials, as they call them, the special classes, enrichment classes, to create opportunities for students, even though everybody's connected virtually. It's not the same as learning in person. And I wondered how this was impacting trying to have a contest. I mean, how do students submit? Does it change the way students submit their art? And how are you guys planning for that?
Well, first, let's say that this doesn't start right away. The grant money hasn't even come in yet. And we're busy raising money with our Rotary Radio Day, which we'll talk about later. And we don't have the theme yet. But hopefully they will be back in school. But if they're not, we're supplying the paper. We will get it from Good Shepherd Printing. It will be square, 1 foot. And we send that home with the student along with art supplies. If they're primary, they're going to get colored pencils or markers or crayons. If they're middle school and higher, we will add to that acrylics. And hopefully, whenever this finally gets started, and it could be even after Christmas break before the actual call for art is given. And it's not due until February 1 or 2. So the kids have plenty of time, we hope, to be back in school. But if not, to work on the project at home. And they can enter only one art project. So they need to kind of concentrate on one particular aspect that would be able to scale up and look good as a mural. And so I'm imagining the teachers are going to let them do kind of practice runs and talking about how do you make a mural and what is a mural. And, well, I could just really work that up as I was a kindergarten teacher. So hopefully we will get a lot of art. And then once we get the art, we're going to take pictures of it and put it online on our Rotary Club Facebook page. And then it will be juried. And nobody's going to know whose art is which. But the public can, you know, say, well, we like this one or we don't like that one. But we'll select a jury that is officially selecting the art. And they have a month to do that. Then at the end of that time, the ones that are not selected, we're going to put them all over town. The artwork belongs to Rotary Club once it's submitted. And so we can put it in churches, schools, businesses, and whoever wants public art. So it's not just that one student per grade gets to be rewarded, but all of them should be able to have their art posted somewhere in the community. And then finally, in March, when we have chosen the ones that will be on the building, we'll have an art fest at the Carl Perkins Center on the 27th of March, which is a Saturday. And we've rented the whole building. And we will have students working together with volunteers to scale up their drawings. And this will be an acrylic paint that'll be outside paint. And when we get that all finished, then we'll send it off to have a coating put over it. The art teacher at Round County has done many murals, and he says he'll take them to his studio and coat them all with the proper outside coating. And then they won't actually be put up until after all that is finished. So it'll be maybe April before you'll see anything on the building.
Very cool. And so long-term plan is already in place, but you will start now. You're starting now by doing a art supplies, art material drive.
Yeah. Yeah, Carrie can tell you more about that. She's busy.
Absolutely. I want to know, like, what do you need and where do we bring it?
Absolutely. So to make it really easy for folks, we used Walmart's event registry to register Moorhead Rotary Art Fest. and sign up for all different types of art supplies in different sizes. I really wanted to give people the ability to donate regardless of what their budget was. So when you go into Walmart online, you can look for that registry. Again, it's under the Moorhead Rotary Art Fest. And of course, you can buy art supplies from Kroger, from anywhere else you can find them. But if you do them through the Walmart registry, you can select to have them picked up or shipped directly to me. So that makes it, you know, kind of contact free for folks. Yeah, this is all new to us too. Doing a supply drive during COVID has its, you know, it has its challenges, but we have been lucky so far in that we have gotten lots and lots of supplies. Like I said, we're primarily collecting crayons, markers, and colored pencils, you know, in all different sizes of packs. And we are hoping that the teachers will assist us in sending those home with students if they need to go, if they're still doing virtual learning, or those supplies will go directly to the art teachers. It was surprising to learn the budget our teachers have for art supplies, as little as about $250 for the entire year for some art supply. So we're really hoping that our collection will be able to supplement what they are able to provide students as well. And as Betty mentioned, some of our older students may want to do some paints. And we haven't started collecting those supplies yet, but they are coming soon. And we don't anticipate every student will need art supplies. You know, plenty of students may have access to that. We just want to make sure that we're removing the barriers for any student who might not be able to access those supplies. And as Betty mentioned, we will be providing the official entry form piece of paper for students, which is a 1 foot square so that it's easily scalable to our 5 by 5 foot square. But if you want to donate art supplies and you don't want to go through the Walmart registry, you can email us at moorheadrotary@gmail.com and I will arrange to get them from you. As I mentioned before, we're part of a larger network of Rotary clubs all across the state of Kentucky. And we have asked those in our district throughout the state to help us with that drive as well. So as we kind of gear up and we get closer to, you know, letting the contest go and establishing those, I expect we'll have a lot of art supplies come in from other clubs. That's what's so great about Rotary is that network we can really tap into. So again, you can send those, you can send me an email, you know, at moorheadrotary@gmail.com, and I will figure out how to get those art supplies from you.
And on that note, we're going to take a quick break here on Open Mic. We'll be right back after this.
Innovative programs, world-class soloists, and enriching musical experiences are the hallmarks of the Lexington Chamber Orchestra. Under music director Jan Palant, the ensemble has explored timeless themes from sunsets to the four seasons to the landscapes and languages of Eastern Europe. I'm Tom Goodell, inviting you to join me and Maestro Palant as we present 5 concerts by the Lexington Chamber Orchestra, Fridays at 10 a.m. right here on Moorhead State Public Radio.
So we're talking a little bit about the upcoming contest for Rowan County students that are going to create some art and then a big mural to put in downtown Moorhead at the health building for St. Clair. And there's a lot that goes into planning this. And there's a lot, it's not a free event. Everyone, I mean, it's free to students, but it's definitely not free for the Rotary to create. I know that the Rotary has received a district grant of $1,500 to promote and complete the murals, but there's additional funding that's needed. So what is your organization doing to make that happen?
But Matchy, you want to talk about that?
So the funding is what Betty mentioned a little bit earlier. The Moorhead Rotary Radio Day is what we're going to do. So one of Rotary Club's biggest passions and biggest goals is polio eradication. And so what we're doing on Rotary Radio Day is on October 24th, which is also World Polio Day, the radio station here in Moorhead, which is WIVY, will donate the ad revenue to Moorhead Rotary Club. And we have advertised around town to different businesses, and I think we've raised over $3,000 so far, so it's awesome. And we're very thankful for all of our local businesses and people who have donated. And so with the money that we get from that, part of it will be used for the promotion of the public art project and funding that. And then the other part will go into polio eradication. So the Interact Club at Craft is also helping out with Rotary Radio Day. And we will be reading ads that day all day from 8:30 a.m. to 5:30 p.m. And different volunteers will come on and read the ads from the businesses, as long as share their experiences with both Rotary Club and Interact Club to break up the ads and the monotony. But we are very excited to host this event and to tell our community about these exciting projects going on.
And it will be hosted from Craft Academy's lobby on the campus of MSU. They've graciously allowed us to use that space, and Radio Ivy is going to be setting up a remote feed, and then it'd be easy for the Interact kids to be a part of it. It's on a Saturday, so there's not a lot of traffic in their lobby on that day. So this is our first radio day, and it should be interesting. Radio Ivy does this for the Mount Sterling Club, so they are aware of doing this. That's where we got the idea. But to be so generous to give us a whole day of ads, it's, we just have to thank Radio Ivy for that. So
WIVY is a great organization. They're a great organization in one of our sister stations, and they've got some capabilities to do some things that WMKY doesn't, like their remote broadcasting, which is exciting. So it's really great that the students are going to have that opportunity. And I think that's a really important part of what Rotary is doing as well, is not just the Craft Academy students, not just the Rowan County K through 12 students, but just kind of involving everyone at all the different levels in order to make sure that so many different pieces of the community get involved in this.
Yes, because the businesses are definitely getting involved because they're buying ads. And you don't have to have a business. You can do a personal ad. You can say something great about your wife or your husband or your church. And so everybody is a target for us. We'd like for you to buy an ad. It's only $15 for 30 seconds. And we hope that you'll write your own ad. And if you don't want to, we'll help you write it. And I've been around to many of places in the community, discovered businesses that didn't know existed, but they needed advertising. There are two new businesses out at Pinecrest. And then we have all the businesses that don't even have an office, you know, who are doing computer work or they're consulting work, or they are busy cleaning rugs and things like that, and they need someone or mowing yards to give them an ad. So, you know, this is a great opportunity. Even for Sister Cities is taking two ads, and we, you know, local organizations can say their piece for $15 for 30 seconds.
That's wonderful. Now, if we wanted to buy an ad and contribute to this fundraiser, how does one go about doing that?
Well, you can use that Moorhead Rotary Gmail address to contact us and say, I want an ad. But we're busy contacting all of the people who are listed on the various places online. You know, we've been doing, I've got an app for maps, and all I got to do is go through Rand County and find businesses. And that app, Google Maps, will tell me their phone number, where they are, and I can call who knows who in a time of COVID and not have to go in with my mask and look strange.
We also have a Facebook page, which is The Moorhead Rotary Club. And you can contact us through Facebook as well. And there's some information on our Facebook page, the flyer we've been handing out to businesses as well. So folks can contact us through that. But it is the Moorhead Rotary Club, because we also have a Rotary Club, I think, in North Carolina that's Moorhead Rotary. So you want to make sure you get the right one.
And just, you know, the Rotarians know people, and they can ask the people they know, their dentist, their all of the people that are service people in the community are touching Rotary Club members, and we ask them to, well, go ask people. And some of them are shy, but I've always been a salesman in a way, and love raising money. So I've just gone, everybody I see is not safe unless they have heard about our radio day.
And then really quickly, one more time, if you can let me know how to go about doing donations for the art supplies.
The same way you can contact us through our Facebook page. There's a link on our Facebook page to our registry at Walmart. And if you collect art supplies through other places, you can email us at moorheadrotary@gmail.com, and I'll arrange for those supplies to get picked up. The Walmart registry would be the easiest way for folks, because they can select to have them delivered directly to me, or they can select to pick up. And I get a notification for that, and I can just buzz right up to Walmart and pick them up. So it's nice and contact-free for us.
Well, thank you all for being on the show today. Unfortunately, we are out of time here on Open Mic. Carrie Stambaugh, Betty Cutts, and Mai Chi Chin with the Moorhead Rotary Club, thank you all so much for being here.
Thank you for giving us the opportunity.
Thank you so much.
Thanks for tuning in to Open Mic. Our show is produced by Greg Jenkins, and our theme music is Turtle in the Creek, composed by Galen Green and performed by The Wooks. Produced by Moorhead State Public Radio with the generous support of listeners just like you. We'll see you next Friday.